Up next on your station, 88.9 KETR, I am Big Chris. And tonight you were joined by a beautiful and talented R&B artist out of Dallas. She's a Sam Houston State grad, and she earned her bachelor's degree in marketing. She has been named Dallas's new First Lady of R&B by Ozone Magazine. She has been featured 3 times in Sophisticated Black Hair Magazine. Her hit single Drop 6-4 has been featured on MTV, and she recently was part of BET's Music Matters. She also performed on 106 in Park stage, but is most known for her time to use The Next, where she reached the national semifinals. She has God-given talent, and combine that with her determination, devotion, and love for music, I introduce to some and present to others, calling in tonight, Miss Ashley Kimbray. Ashley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing good. Doing good.
Good, good. I'm just happy to be a part of it. What's going on?
I mean, that was a laundry list of things I just named off for you.
It was. I was kind of like, oh, I did that? I don't really remember. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, how long have you been singing, and when did you realize that you had the talent to entertain?
Honestly, I'm just like every other little Southern girl who started off, you know, singing in church. My grandfather was a pastor, so he used to make me and my cousin sing together all the time. And I think that I felt the love for music probably when I was like 10 years old. And I would still go, you know, Easter Sunday, Mother's Day, like you always do to your grandfather's church and sing songs with your cousins. And then when I was about 15, that's when I realized I had the little singing bug and that's all I wanted to do. So I started really kind of taking it serious at that point.
Okay.
Very nice. Miss Ashley, this is Kayla. Kayla, so nice you got to say it twice.
Hey, Kayla, Kayla.
I love there. So if you were not doing music, what else could you see yourself being or doing in life?
Honestly, it would probably be event planning. Okay. Like he said, I was a marketing major. And even though throughout music, you know, I was still have been doing music full time for the longest, but I would still have jobs. You know, you got to make a living. You got to get your money in. Right. If it ain't coming in through music, you know you're going for your dream. So event planning has always been my thing. And so if I wasn't doing music, I'd probably be event planning, probably still at my last job. Like I worked for AT&T, mm-hmm. Downtown Dallas. And so I was doing event planning for the corporate office there. And for that, I was doing it for Dave & Buster's and just event planning. That's probably what I'd be doing.
Okay, very nice.
Hey, this is Don't Do That Damo.
Hey, don't do that demo, right?
Okay, but when you're not performing or in the studio, what do you like to do in your downtime?
My downtime, I would say, lately, I've been doing this boot camp, okay? And it's been real trifling. I just don't appreciate the stuff that comes along with it. I know it's supposed to be working you out, but it's terrible. I'd just rather get my life better and not be doing a boot camp. But that's what I've been doing lately. Other than that, I'm a very family-oriented person, and I've had the same friends since high school. So more than likely, I'll probably be spending time with my family or doing some of my friends. We're very, very big on going to karaoke. We do bowling. We go race car. We just do everything that makes us feel young and exciting. It has nothing to do with responsibilities. That's what we do.
I about to say, better get you a treadmill and call it a day.
You know what? I do the treadmill, but honestly, every time I get off the treadmill, I feel dizzy. So I have to do something that keeps me moving. So I like to get on the track and kind of run around. I have a real bad motion sickness issue. And I think that has something to do why I'm always dizzy when I have treadmill. So I try to keep myself moving. That's the best thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
I totally understand that. Ashley, this is Lady Low.
Hi, Lady Low.
Who in the music game was your biggest inspiration?
Does it have to be one?
I mean, you can give me a couple, you know.
Well, of course, for me, growing up, I would say early 90s, I was a big, of course, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey fan.
I see.
TLC. TLC. For me, that was a big thing, just because, like I said, I was always performing with my cousins. So we would do the stuff at church, and then during summertime, the Boys and Girls Club would always have talent shows. Mm-hmm. So it was always us doing TLC, and I was chilly. And so I was always chilly. So we was doing all of that. And then once I got older, Aaliyah was a very big influence for me.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this day, like, you probably get in my car and I'm probably jamming Aaliyah because I feel like her music is timeless.
Right.
So Aaliyah, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, those have always been big influences for me.
The best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists on your station, 88.9 KETR. I am Big Chris, and tonight we are joined by Dallas's new first lady of R&B, Miss Ashley Cambray. So tell us about Music World Entertainment and how that played a role in your music career.
Well, Music World, that was something that was such a blessing to me. I was in college, and honestly, I was walking to my friend's house, and I got a phone call saying, hey, there's an opening here at Music World Entertainment, and I feel like everybody in Houston knows what Music World Entertainment is. That's, you know, Beyonce's dad's entertainment company, and he really pushed her to get her career started and did everything he had to do for Destiny's Child and, of mm-hmm. course, for her solo career, as well as Solange, Kelly, as well as Michelle. So when I got that phone call, I was soaked. Like, I was completely caught off guard and shocked about everything. I feel like they taught me a lot of the business that I necessarily did not realize and how hard it is. And as well as how hard it is to keep certain things to yourself. Because I was there between the time of about, I would say 2007, 2008,
mm-hmm.
which was during the time while Beyonce and Jay-Z got married.
Right.
And so that was a big secret. Like, we all knew about it, but that was something that we had to keep to ourselves and just kind of go with it. So you see all the politics that goes into it and how hard it is to keep your personal life to yourself, even though there's so many people involved in your personal life. It was insane. And I just feel blessed to have that experience. And I think that definitely has molded me to what I want to do with music and how I want to protect things that I have going on and who I trust and, you know, how I work well with people. So it was a cool thing. I wouldn't change it for the world. So I love that.
Sounds good.
Well, Miss Ashley, we've seen pictures of you, and you are a very beautiful young woman.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So my question. What was that? Don't do that. What would you say?
Carry on with your cousin.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
Your question.
Oh, okay. So, well, speaking of mm-hmms, how do you handle the thirst from young men throwing themselves at you, Damo?
It just really depends on my mood that day. I'm not rude at all. But sometimes it depends on what you come at me with.
Right.
Like, don't come saying, oh, you've been running my mind all day. I'm going to tell you whack. I'm going to say, that's whack.
Wow.
I know you got that from. That's Will Smith. Don't try it. You tried it. So I'm usually like, it really depends on what you say. I really will give you the time of the day if it's very sincere. But if it's all sideways and just, sometimes it's just too much.
Right.
And then it's weird for me when people know who I am. Like, recently, I had somebody trying to talk to me or whatever, and I actually kind of considered them. They were like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah. And they were like, you're Ashley Cambray, right? And I was like, wait, that's a little, I know they're supposed to know, but it was just a little weird
much.
For me.
Yeah.
Like, play like you don't know me. I don't want you to know me. Because then I'm going to feel like, wait, why you trying to get something? What's up?
Right.
Like, what you about?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, no, I saw you, and I just think you're so pretty. And then it just became weird from that. It was just, like, downfall.
Right.
I didn't acknowledge you.
That sucks for that young man.
It does. And I hope he doesn't feel offended if he is listening. I'm sorry, but it was whack.
It was whack.
Okay. All right. Anywho, for the people that have not heard that have not had the pleasure of hearing you, how would you describe your style?
I always say I'm an Ashley Cambray style because I'm very wide in spectrum of music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen to country one day, listen to rock another day, and listen to R&B another day.
Right.
But I do consider myself an R&B artist. But I love the art of music. And people's voices. I just become obsessed with something that I just hear, and just one note in a song will make me love the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just become well-rounded just within myself. I feel like me being inspired by Whitney Houston to Aaliyah is a very wide range because their vocal abilities are completely different. So I try to find my peace within myself of what makes me happy in the music that I like
mm-hmm.
and just being true to myself. And I think that people can hear that in my music, and I try to at least send some kind of message out, even if it's like dance and have fun to heartbreak, whatever it may be. I just want them to know Ashley can brave sound, and I think they can get that from what I give them.
All right, Ashley, we're going to take a listen to your style with one of your songs. It's called Drop 6-4. Tell us about that before we get into it.
Well, Drop 6-4 is actually like one of those fun songs. It's kind of talking about an old school Chevy that I feel like a lot of the people, you know, street, whatever it may be, they can connect to. I know I had an uncle who had this car. And it just makes you feel good. It just kind of puts you in that spirit like, hey, I want to go out.
Right.
I want to hang out. Summertime, spring, whatever it is, just be yourself and just have fun. And I feel like that's what I give to people with this song. So I love it. It was actually one of my first singles, one of my very first videos. And it was probably one of the best times of my life. So happy y'all are playing that.
Oh, no problem. Well, here it is. Ashley Kimbray with Drop 6-4. On Up Next. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Yo, 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 yo.
That was Dallas R&B singer Ashley Kimbray with Drop 6-4 on your station, 88.9 KETR. I am Big Chris, and right now we are joined by way of telephone with Miss Ashley Kimbray. So Ashley, tell us about your new EP. I like the name of it and when it's scheduled to be released and what people should, you know, should expect from it.
Well, my new EP is named The Next Chapter. Clearly the last biggest thing that I've done was the show, which was The Next. And I just wanted to show people that there's another side of me other than what they saw on the show.
Right.
I'm a completely different person probably from what they saw on the show as well. And I just want to be me as well. So it's just The Next Chapter for me. The release date for that is August 23rd.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited about that. And so people are just going to get everything about Ashley. It's going to be from love to heartbreak to making love to whatever you want to hear. I probably will have that song on that EP. And there's going to be a great single to follow up the next few days after that I'm really excited about.
Well, of course you're going to send it to Up Next, right?
Yes, for sure.
So far in your career, do you have any regrets or wish you could have done anything differently?
Honestly, no. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the trials and all the ups and downs that you go through with your career with music, it's not easy.
Right.
Because people look at artists, especially like Beyonce and Rihanna, whoever it may be, and they're looking at them like, oh, they're like they're having such a great time. And this is just the life that I want.
Right.
You know, wherever the case may be, but they don't understand the trials these people go through. It's really hard.
Right.
But honestly, your music wouldn't be as great if it was easy. That's just how I feel. I feel like music is supposed to tell a story. It's an art.
Right.
And so whatever you go through, that's how you're going to express. That's what you can connect to in your music. So I would definitely not change anything that I've went through. And I've started this journey when I was 15. And I've been through a lot of ups and downs. So I appreciate everything I've gone through. And I feel like it's finally my moment and finally getting to where I need to be.
I totally agree with that because, you know, I'm a supporter of the arts myself. I'm, you know, an actress. I'm going to school, you know, for acting mm-hmm. and things like that. So I'm definitely, I know there's going to be a lot of trials out there, you know, that go through. But I'm excited. I know I would answer the question the same way. So.
For sure. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun, and you had your bad times, but I guarantee you, and you wouldn't look back. You wouldn't change nothing about it because it's the best thing to go for your dream and what you love.
All right. I got a question. This might stump you, but I want you to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be a flavor jelly bean, what flavor would you be and why? Because there's so many flavors of jelly beans, and if you can't think of a flavor jelly bean, I can switch it up for you.
I think I would be kiwi. I don't know if that's a flavor, but it should be.
why would you be kiwi?
I would be kiwi because it's so tropical. Mm. And people don't know what kiwi is until it gets in your mouth, right? So kiwi is just like the ish. That's my favorite flavor on everything.
That it is. Especially
kiwi or coconut.
Especially after you peel back that little hairy exterior and you get into the beautiful.
I wouldn't think about that because guess what? You can still... The thing is that people still actually bite through that hairy exterior.
Oh, why would you bite through the hairy exterior?
As bad as that may sound. But I know people who eat the exterior as well, and they just bite through the kiwi because it's just so great. You have that hard shell on the bottom, and once you get in the middle, it really shows you what it's about.
Okay, they're weird.
That's what it's about, kiwi.
They're weird.
It shows you what it's about, and it shows you the trueness about them. And it's great.
I like kiwis.
It shows that, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. Hello.
I like that.
Hello.
Lady. Give me some.
Thank you.
We're preaching in here tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, hello. Well.
Well, speaking of stuff like that, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why?
Ooh.
Up next, ask, the tough questions.
It gets to the real.
If this is real, my mom will probably say my mouth because she thinks I have a smart mouth.
I do too.
I think it's funny. It's humor to me. So I wouldn't change that. No. I don't really have anything that I would change. I like myself. I like having humor. I think if you can't laugh at yourself, then you're not enjoying life. You need to be able to laugh or whatever you do. If you fall, laugh at yourself. Don't cry and just be like, oh, my God, the worst day of my life. For what? Right. Like, just laugh and keep it moving and enjoy it. And I'm not perfect at all. And I accept all my imperfections and what God has given me and the talent and go with it. Stay with it.
Girl, I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Big Chris on your station, 88.9 KETR, the best and latest hip hop and R&B from up and coming artists. And tonight, Ashley Cam Bray is joining us by way of telephone, and she is one of those up and coming artists that we so often talk about here on Up Next. So, Ashley, tell the people of Northeast Texas about the Rat Pack and the role that you play in the Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack, those are my brothers. I love them so much, and they are so talented. And to come from a place like, not that New Orleans is terrible, not to say it like that, but they went through a lot.
Right.
You know, with Katrina and all of that going on.
I mean, New Orleans is a rough city,
really
though.
Hard.
I mean, it's hard growing up in New Orleans.
It is, from what they told me.
Yeah, from what
it's
they
really
tell me.
Hard. I don't know if I can handle it. From what they told me, that ain't for me. But I've been in New Orleans and I've had a great time. But for them to actually grow up there and go through the experiences that they have, a lot of them, like, Luck, I believe, was because of Katrina, was moved to Dallas. I believe Gates was moved to Houston. And I think Show, he might have been moved to Houston as well and then kind of went back to New Orleans. Don't quote me. But I know they went through a lot. And I've never experienced anything like that. And so just to see somebody so strong going through all of that and still have the love for music and just want to tell their story, and just, they're just good people, man. They just have a good vibe. And for us, you know, we kind of just met because of management purposes and Hulk Entertainment, shout out to them. And to have such great people around you and who support you, having known you from Adam, it's just great. And they're really talented.
All right, so in 5 years, where do you see yourself musically?
I think I'm going to take over the world. No.
Rock, take me with you. Please.
I'm trying to take over the world. Hello. No, I think in 5 years, I will be a very successful artist. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a renowned artist is what I'm going for. Grammys won, songs written. You know, just somebody, a household name, man. That's what I'm going for. Like, but I don't want to just be a household name that people just know, especially not for negative reasons. Mm-hmm. I just want people to know me as, man, she's good. She can sing. I want people to really recognize my talent and really be known for that and be very successful and hopefully make a name for myself as well as for my family and for the people of Dallas and Texas. I'm trying to do so. I see that in 5 years.
Okay. Is there any particular artist that you wouldn't mind doing a collaboration with?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind doing one with Nelly, just because he was my mentor when I was on the Next, and he taught me a lot just from that small time frame, and he's in the business for about 14, 15 years now,
mm-hmm.
and he knows a lot. He's been through a lot of ups and downs, you know, and he's finally getting back to his moment and his point, and honestly, he can tell you what song that ain't gonna fit you. I can just tell from your personality, or
right on.
That might sound good in your voice. Let me hear it first, and he will tell you off top. He will not lie to you. He will tell you that don't sound good. Why you got that on?
Right.
It's just like he's just that type of person.
Right. They,
and so I think that maybe a little Nelly, Kelly Rowland, like that type song. I think I would enjoy doing that, and just, you know, just to have the impact of somebody who mentored me for something that was a big impact in my life would be great to have a song with.
I think y'all should
work
do
with.
I think y'all should do Right There. Do a 2013 remix of Right There.
Right There?
Right There. I like the way you do that right
though?
There. Oh, that's Chingy. Dang. I guess that song was on my mind.
You tried it.
Country Grammar. Country wow. Grammar. That's what I meant to say, but Right There came out.
But you meant the chicken head. You was talking about the chicken head.
I probably so.
Get the whole St. Louis thing mixed up.
That's what it was.
That's what it
was. It was the St. Louis thing that got him. That's what it was.
Charge it to my head, not my heart. So.
Wow. Okay. Well,
it's okay.
Aside from that, before we get you out of here tonight, we're going to take a listen to a song by you. It's your new single titled First Time Around. So tell us a little bit about that.
Man, that song is a great part of my life. I think that everybody has experienced it. If you haven't, you might. Mm-hmm. I hope that you don't. But it's real. It's very real. It's just, you know, a relationship, just how you feel like maybe you've been friends with somebody before and they turn out to be somebody who they completely weren't when y'all took it to another level. Or just somebody that you trusted wouldn't do you wrong, that you gave them a part of you that you gave nobody else, and they just treated you bad. You never wanted them in your life again. You know, you just want to move on. So great. That's what that song is about.
You just wrote a song about my whole life story.
See, I know it wasn't just me.
No.
I know it's kidding.
Mm-hmm. I think we all been there, done that.
Well,
I hope I do too, which I do. I've heard it already, but it's great.
Okay.
Well, here's Miss Ashley Kimbray with First Time Around. We're coming right back with more from Ashley. So keep it where you got it. This is up next on your station, 88.9 KTR.
Now the semifinals roll on with the winner from Dallas, who overcame her nerves to blow away the crowd at the Majestic Theater. Please welcome Ashley Kimbray. Trash. Gave you my all, but you just let me fall. Wish I could get back all the love I wasted. Now you're blowing up my phone, cause you miss me now. Nothing but trash. You did.